You are about to enter the X-Files Diaries. Broadcasting from a baseball field in Roswell, New Mexico. Here are special agents Charlie, Nick, and Annie.
Boy, were you guys off base. Were we watching the same episode of The X-Files? Because I come back from a vacation. You guys record your review of episode 6, My Struggle, part 2. And we are on completely different wavelengths here.
Let me tell you, it was my struggle just watching that thing.
Look, I thought this last episode 6 had some problems. But overall, I enjoyed the ride. I enjoyed the story, and I loved where we ended up. I will say, Annie, you actually hit the nail on the head. But it's kind of funny because I agree with you, but in a kind of a different way. You actually said early on in the podcast last week that you felt like this was kind of like the Star Wars prequels to you, right? Mm-hmm. So in the respect that it just didn't treat the material right. It was poor writing, poor maybe directing, things like that, some plot holes, things like that. Mm-hmm. And I felt that in this episode, but I guess I'm okay overlooking a lot of that for the overall story.
You typically are, though,
me.
Nick.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, in the case of the prequels, like, I enjoy the prequels for what they are. You can't. You don't.
And I think that is all that our listeners need to know about what they're about to hear.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. Look, there's the problem with this episode is there are so many variables. I was struggling, no pun intended, for a place to really start with this because there, as of this recording, they still have not made an announcement that they're coming back, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But you, I heard you say many, many times, you just feel like it's a certainty they are coming back.
Well, I do, but I think that knowledge, or I don't want to say knowledge, but that assumption should not affect my feeling on this episode, because we need to know, or we need to all realize that Chris Carter certainly didn't know that he was guaranteed more episodes when he wrote this shit. So
see, that's
there's
the
no way that
here.
He could have written this. No, because there's no way that he could have written this knowing the ratings they were going to have.
So you think, are you saying that you think he wrote this episodes 1 and 6? Because first of all, let me just say that I thought this season was thoroughly enjoyable. And I felt that episodes 1 and 6 work perfectly together and actually could pretty much stand alone without anything else in between it. As like
kind
of
gonna be an uphill battle, Charlie.
We're going to get to them. We're going to.
No, but I have to say that.
No. Wait a sec. We rewatched episode 1, and we'll get to that later. And after rewatching episode 1, 1 and 6 do not make any sense together.
No, they don't mesh together at all.
Yeah.
At all.
On top of that. So,
well, we'll argue that point later.
We will. We will.
Yeah. I also want to say, I watched binge-watched Fuller House. I had more enjoyable time watching all 13 episodes of Fuller House than I did watching this last episode of The X-Files.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So
I didn't watch it, but I can already tell.
Are you saying that he wrote this ending, that this could actually be it, and he was okay with this being it forever?
Sure. He's a jackass.
See, you're just angry.
You don't. No. I am angry. I'm not. No one is denying that. But there's no possible way. Like, you don't know how the television industry works, clearly. There's no way that he could possibly know that he's going to be guaranteed to get more unless they have told him that and he's just keeping it close to his vest, which makes no sense, because like Charlie said, if they had made an announcement the day after this shit aired, maybe people would feel differently about it.
Do we know any possible reshoots or alternate endings? Do we know anything about that?
I don't think so, because I listened to another podcast where these girls were talking about how they were in Canada and they were watching the filming of this episode. And they were saying that, like, they remember everything that was filmed was in this episode. Mm-hmm. Unless they did something secretive. Like they described seeing the bridge scene with the camera going down into Scully's eye and everything. Like they saw all of that.
Yeah.
So that was not like some last minute reshoot. Like that was something they shot months and months and months ago.
Okay.
And so either Chris Carter has, you know, some sort of delusions of grandeur, you know, not to then, quote Han Solo, but you know, there's nothing wrong with quoting Han Solo.
Well,
but,
then this was a huge
nuts.
Then this was a huge calculated risk.
Right.
No, but that's the problem is even if he knew he was doing another season, this episode sucks
right.
as a finale of anything.
Right.
Like
it fails on every level.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't even
but
matter.
A finale of what? This is a fine finale of a season.
No, it isn't. No, it is not.
It's not.
In what way?
It doesn't live up to the expectations that the first episode sets out or any of the subsequent episodes after
Agreed.
That.
None of it. It doesn't follow up on any of the groundwork that they laid. And that's just
how
television
not?
Show writing 101.
In the first, I don't know how to do this without going into this already.
Go ahead. Let's go
into
it.
In the first episode, they set up that it was a man-made
something.
Yes, a man-made plan. This was all man-made. They set that
up. That's about it that carries over.
And they set up the world conflict thing and all this stuff. They set all that up. I don't understand what they didn't set up for you
in the
first episode.
The problem we have is the fact that the characters, their relationship, and William are not part of this episode in the way that you want it to be after the first five episodes of this season.
And no, you know what? To be fair, and we'll talk about that, trust me, but not even just that. I know because Nick's going to think that's right where I'm going to go. I'm talking plot-wise. Nothing matched up. We didn't see that doctor guy again, who I thought was going to be some sort of integral part to the story. We never saw him again. That was totally a waste. They don't talk about Roswell again. They don't talk about anything. Sveta, nobody even gives a fuck where Sveta went. No one brings her up. Scully says at the end of the first episode, we have to find her and protect her. They never mention her again. They don't click together at all as a cohesive pair of episodes. It's like nobody bothered to watch them together.
And they
nobody
did bring up Roswell. They showed that was where they went back and got the DNA from the aliens.
In the
like,
first
that's
episode,
where it started.
Yes.
No, they did that in episode six as well.
When?
I just watched it a second time.
Scully,
maybe
in the 2 minute intro with Scully. Is
yes.
that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, well, that doesn't count.
How does that not count? They reintroduced it and told you exactly, they got you to where you needed to be in this episode.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't mesh to me. They didn't feel like everything about those two episodes don't. The only thing that meshed were the intros. The Mulder intro and the Scully intro, those worked together, obviously, and that was intentional.
Yeah. And that
but
was
nothing,
really well
nothing
done.
Nothing else in this episode felt like a part two to the first one.
The fact that they set this up to be a man-made thing was all set up in that first episode. I don't understand. Like to me, that logically
that's the only
clicks.
Thing you're bringing up
100%
logically. They didn't say anything about the possibility of a virus. They didn't say the possibility of any of this.
They didn't
stuff.
Know it. They had no idea what the grand plan was.
Right, but like Nick, you just keep talking about how this is. They set this up that it's man-made. Great, that's all they set up. Like nothing else fit. Like Scully, we got to get those bastards. Where did she get any bastards? They didn't do anything. They immediately went back into their Monster in the Week stuff. They didn't talk about it for 6 weeks. And Tad even mentions it's been 6 weeks. We're back on the air.
Right.
Like it didn't make any sense.
Those
like, they
episodes,
didn't do anything.
Right. Those episodes have nothing to do with this. This is
why. Why?
One
why do
six.
They have to do that?
Stand alone as its own little thing. Now
okay,
I will.
It didn't work in this case. It's my point. It didn't work. Didn't work because it doesn't make any sense how we can go to that sense of urgency and then do nothing. It doesn't make any
really
sense.
Do you really feel a heavy sense of urgency after the first episode?
Yes, I do.
See, I didn't.
She says, I just discovered I have alien DNA. We have to get those bastards. That's how much more urgent can you get?
I guess that I didn't feel after the first episode.
It's like, let's go get the bastards. And then, you know what? Forget it. Let's not give a shit for 6 weeks and do some other stuff. Like, it, you know, and then the fact that everything happens so quickly at the end of that 6 weeks, I'm like, well, you know what? Maybe you guys should have been working on this case. Maybe you could have prevented some more deaths. infuriating.
I feel like, yeah, I feel this episode had a lot wrong with it, with the pacing. I didn't like a lot of the dialogue like you guys were talking about. But I really did enjoy where we ended up and how we got there. One of the things that I did want to bring up, because you guys spent a lot of time not understanding how the plan worked. And I don't know if it's from me listening to like conspiracy radio shows. So I have a grasp of this stuff. But
I just didn't care. I honestly,
that's not what you said. You weren't grasping how it works. Like, you guys are talking about switches turned on and
Nick, you can't say you grasp it either, because they didn't say it in the show. We can sit here and speculate all we
There's
want.
There's no speculation to be made. Everything out for you. 100%. And the thing is, it laid it out for you from the point of view of you just knowing these little pieces of information just enough to hopefully scare you. Now, the problem is the overall tone and pacing and everything of the whole entire episode sucked, so it didn't come across the way they wanted it to. But I know exactly what they were going for, keeping you in that point of view of knowing just what you needed to know and not showing you the point of view of the cabal. And so you obviously got the concept that the DNA is altered during the inoculations, mm-hmm. and stuff, the shots that you get, mm-hmm. and your DNA is altered. They did specifically say that the science is long and complicated, and it was set in motion in 2012. And
whatever that means.
Well, that's the date that they kept giving us back in the original series, right?
I know that's the date they give us, but what does that mean? What happened in 2012? What was set in motion? What specifically happened in 2012? Other than, let's just throw that date in there because it was already in the finale.
They started to roll out the infrastructure to activate the DNA that is inside
How?
Of you very easily through the use. So you have this, so they altered your DNA and it's waiting to be triggered. So you need to send out chemicals or impulses that trigger the genetic response inside you inside you. So they did that through the chemtrails, which are airplanes flying over you, dropping chemicals down that affect you, and those trigger the genetic response.
You're repeating though all the stuff that we figured that out. Like, we get
what
it. My question
understand?
Is, what does that have to do with 2012, and why is it happening now in 2016?
Because they decided to speed it up because Mulder and Scully got close to it. This is, they were probably
decided
on some
to speed it up.
They were How? They were. I'm sure they were on. Are you serious?
Yes.
Or are you just being difficult?
Make any sense. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
So you understand? So you're wondering. So you're not understanding. I don't know what question you're asking. So are you asking how they did it or why they did it now?
I'm asking, how does it correlate that it's being rolled out, quote unquote, in 2012 to suddenly people are getting sick right now?
Well, because they have to get the structures in place to do it. I don't think they had the planes standing by on the airfield. So they had to.
It took 4 years to get a plane up.
Apparently it took a while to get into the position that they
Charlie,
needed to be.
Charlie, where are you?
I don't understand, like,
I don't feel like I need to say anything.
Okay, good.
Okay.
You guys, yeah. I mean,
they laid out everything step by step. I mean,
no, there's no steps. There's nothing.
Is it just because you don't like to believe in conspiracy theories? I don't understand. This
no,
stuff is talked about all
any
over the place.
Sense, Nick. I'm trying to tell you what you're saying. It sounds like you're just kind of trying to make sense of what they gave you, when to me it makes no sense. Like, the idea of this happened in 2012, but no, we changed our
what
mind.
What happened in 2012? What?
I have no idea.
They started to get the infrastructure in place to launch their plan.
But they've been doing that since like the 50s. So I don't understand specifically what you're talking about.
Okay.
Like, they've been planning this for decades. So the dates don't make sense. This infrastructure you keep referring to makes no sense.
How does it not make sense? They decided to do it now. I don't give a shit. Why? Why? What? Like, do you care?
Well, no. Okay. Nick, I think that's the point, is Annie wants to know why they decided to do it now.
Probably because Mulder and Scully were getting close to figuring out the plan.
They weren't getting close at all. They were working on weremonsters and other things.
Okay.
So this doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Well, I thought it was a really cool storytelling technique to tell it through the eyes of Tad and these news reports coming in, and I thought it was really interesting the way they do it. Unfortunately, that got lost in the shuffle of the entire episode.
I will give you, Nick, that this episode by itself was an average to okay episode of The X-Files. What I personally have a problem with is it as the finale of these other five episodes that all felt like they were leading somewhere, and then they get this episode, which pays off absolutely nothing, really let me down and makes, and I needed more out of this episode than what we got.
And I apologize because I'm answering, yes. And yeah, I apologize because I'm answering direct questions you guys were talking about last week. And apparently you've come to other thoughts this week because you're asking different questions here. If you go back and listen to the podcast, like, you didn't understand this. You didn't understand how dropping the chemicals and shooting out the microwave radiation triggered the genetic response.
That's not that I didn't understand. I think you're getting confused because I kept referring to a button, and that was kind of like a metaphor for me, because they said there were like 18 different ways that they were going to trigger this.
There were only two. If you actually rewatch it, there were literally only two. There were chemtrails and the microwave radiation.
Well, but remember, you're also getting that information from a third party, so it's not necessarily reliable.
Yeah.
So are you not believing it after everything else Tad has done?
No, I'm just saying.
I think they expect you to want to believe it. And this, again, I think this was a, whether you could disagree with the method they chose, this was the method they chose to tell you this story in, instead of putting you in a cabal meeting and laying it out for you. Which maybe you would have preferred to see the cabal meeting saying, hey, Jimmy, this is why we have to do this now. Let's do it.
Maybe a little bit of that as verification that the rest of this stuff, because most of it is sort of hearsay. So it might have been nice to at then some point actually have,
I like the technique they chose. I thought if anybody, Charlie would respect that the way they, because I think it's pretty artistic. I like the way they chose to tell that story.
Like I said, I think the episode itself is an average episode of The X-Files. But it's not the finale of a six-ish episode miniseries, the second part of a major mythology arc that we've gotten 15 years after the series. You know what I mean? Like, it's so blah in that aspect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I think you're
mean anything.
I think you're thinking like that's the reason we didn't like it. It's like a teeny, teeny, tiny piece. Mainly the reason is all this stuff that we've been talking about for the last 15 minutes. I just don't care about. Like, it's not what I wanted to see.
Right. No,
I don't care.
Believe me, I know. But one of the points of me actually even bothering to record with you guys was to talk about some of the things I agreed and disagreed with you that you guys talked about last week. And that was a major point. And I wanted, not that it even mattered if you did understand it or not, but I just, that was one of the points. Mulder was another topic. All right, you're just mad at him. You're mad at the situation. I get it, but you asked the question, why?
No, I hate him now.
Why does Scully put up with Mulder? Well, she didn't. They broke up. They left. There's a reason for that, and this is
it.
Well, so, Is it possible that Mulder isn't a hero in this tale, and he's more just a tragic figure?
Yeah, it's very possible.
And is that okay?
I'm disappointed about that. It's not okay.
Okay.
Because
as a fan, it's not okay.
They spent 10 years treating this relationship and this character with respect, and they screwed it all up, and that pisses me off.
So you think this is a decided change?
I should say 8 years.
But were you okay with them being broken up going into this season? Because obviously he must have acted this way off camera while you weren't watching him.
That's growth. That's how characters grow and move on and develop. And I thought they were going to, you know, find their way back to each other somehow. And nothing like that even came close to happening.
Now, do you think at all, because he referenced her and got very upset. And in fact, I think this is, again, I think this is a deficit in the writing. I think he went to cigarette smoking man and his main motivation was to make sure Scully was okay.
No, or at least I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe that for a second.
But
he was thinking about himself. He ignored her calls. He didn't bother telling her where he was going.
Why would he? Why would he want her to worry about that?
Why would he? People are dying everywhere. He's dying. Shouldn't he be concerned that maybe she's dying too?
I don't think he knows all that. I don't think he's listening to the news. I don't think he has. I don't think that's it. I think he knows he's on the cusp of it. I don't think he knows what the situation is in the world right now.
Okay. Well, even given that, I'm just so tired of this whole, you know, Mulder. What's the word? Martyr syndrome of where he's like, I need to go off, do my own thing. I'm not going to tell anyone about it because this is the only thing that's important to me right now. And then like Chris Carter throws that line in about, oh, you better not hurt Scully. It's almost like an afterthought. It was too little too late.
Well, I mean, even cigarette smoking man says your weakness is Scully, basically.
Well, I mean, he can say all he wants. It's just,
I have to side with Nick a little bit. I think that he does care about Scully, but I think that in this episode, he's being the same jerk, stupid person that he was for the last 10 seasons. And that's one of the sad things about this episode is the fact that Mulder hasn't changed.
Right.
And you want some change. And you thought maybe at the beginning of the season, he has changed because he's a little bit more, you know,
grief starting to change throughout this season, I felt. Yeah. And then just to end it all with nothing was just very disappointing.
But I would also argue then that you are actually right. What you said weeks ago, that the X-Files has always been more about Scully's growth than Mulder's. And yeah, if that's the case, that's what we got here. We got Scully as the hero, and we have Mulder as the tragic figure.
Yeah, but I just didn't like how they did it. I mean, it's not just like you said, it's not just the destination. It's not just where we ended up. I'm like, I don't like the way Scully was written this episode. I don't believe, like, I liked her in certain scenes. I felt like she started to kind of channel Mulder at times, and she got paranoid and started jumping conclusions and being very un-Scully a lot of the time in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like that. Like, I don't think that it was, it didn't feel like her.
Yeah.
To me. So, I mean, you can say that she grew. Yeah, she was the hero. I like that she ended up being able to save everybody, or at least in theory, save, I don't know, however many people she can save. But I just didn't find it very believable. I thought that her character, like, you know, again, we keep talking about the first My Struggle. I thought the first My Struggle was infinitely superior to this episode.
I agree with you.
And I was watching it again, and I was just like, think of all the potential they had in this episode just to go somewhere really cool, like something that had to do with aliens, something that had to do with something that we cared about. And like, this is what they decided to do. It was just such a waste. What? And Scully was treated really well. And even Mulder, they both were treated very carefully in that first episode. I just don't know what happened. It was like he got to the end of the thing and just didn't care anymore.
Again, unfortunately, there's so many variables. You're narrowing it down for me. You are saying that there's no way he filmed this ending knowing they were going to do a season 11.
I don't know that for a fact, but I'm just saying, you know,
that's more likely.
Yeah, the odds of him knowing and us not knowing by now are very, very, very slim.
Because what I will say that is, if that is the case, I mean, he totally either misjudged or didn't care about the fan base in giving us this episode. Because I'm defending parts of it, but this was an awful episode. It was an absolutely awful episode, but I very much enjoyed the story it told. I didn't enjoy necessarily the total way it told it. But when we got to the end, I was very okay with where we were in the end. I know you weren't. One of the things that I think you guys even brought up, like when I first saw the spaceship, I was like, William's in that spaceship and he's coming to save his dad. And that's what I thought was going to be the ending. And I thought we're going to see William. He's going to be coming down to help his dad. And I thought that's the way it was going to
end. If we had gotten an eyeful of William, mm-hmm. if we had gotten one scene where you know William's up in that ship and you see that he's in the ship, I would have liked this. I would have forgiven most everything.
No, totally.
But they didn't do that.
If we got a scene with William and then Scully running over to him and hugging him, and that's what it ended on, completely different episode.
But I think he also needed to be there specifically, and they needed to make a point he was there to save his dad.
Yeah, because right now it's still ambiguous. We don't know what's going on.
Right.
There's no... They are not definitively saying, that's William, he's coming to save Mulder. Nobody said that. That's just theories that are flying around. They needed to say that, and that still could have been a great cliffhanger.
That would have been a better ending.
Still could have been an ending,
than
even.
Scully's eye, yes.
Yeah.
It was a complete drop of the ball there, and especially, like I mentioned earlier, it's just the problem with the storytelling of this whole season. If you're not going to talk about William, you don't need to show him. But if you're going to talk about him in every single episode, you better fucking deliver by the end or people are going to be pissed. Like Charlie said, he said if they hadn't mentioned William at all or barely brought him up at all in this season, and then that was the first you heard of him was Scully saying, we need to find William at the end, that would have been exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Because we would have been like, oh shit, cool. If there's more, they're going to bring back William. But they had practically promised us William all season and didn't deliver.
Right. And that was the biggest misstep. So now what did we misjudge it? Did we assume that this was, because I don't know what they were saying all along. Did they give this to us as, hey, this is a 6-episode event that will cap the X-Files? Or did we kind of assume that little second part of it?
No. I think I mentioned really early on that Chris mm-hmm. Carter always said that it was going to be a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, then. I mean, he said it in like an interview. He's like, well, but he did say, I have to find that interview because hear what he said or something. Mm-hmm. It was dumb. It was kind of like, well, I tried to kind of give the fans a satisfying ending, but we still end on a cliffhanger. Like he says some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
And it's laughable now looking back on it.
Well, see, okay. And I get that. And so I think the biggest problem with this episode isn't even this episode. I think it's how this whole 6-episode event was marketed to us. I really do.
No, it's not how it was marketed. It's how the first 5 episodes actually went.
No, see, okay, I know, but we're going to disagree on that because I thought this was a fine first and 6th episode and I'm totally satisfied with it if we get more. If we never get more, I'm completely dissatisfied with this episode. Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying, but I think what we were saying was even this episode needed to have some kind of resolution of anything.
Only if it's the last one. See, but that's where we disagree. I understand. And you said that you did say that last week and I do disagree with you. I'm totally 100% fine with this ending. If I get a season 11,
No, then you shouldn't be, not be, because this is not like that's not how you tell a story. You mm-hmm. don't answer. Lost. Think about it. Okay. Every time they answered a question, they gave you 2 more, but they answered that first question.
Right.
The problem with this one is this did not answer any questions. And then,
nothing.
Yeah. And so it's completely unsatisfactory and unsatisfying as the finale of a season, whether or not we get another season.
Right. They have to, in a finale, for a finale to be satisfying, they have to give you something
to keep you
invested and to keep you trusting them. That's the problem is I think the trust is like, they dragged us along. They strung us along and then gave us nothing. But at the end, it was almost like a middle finger, like, But check this out. You know, hey, we may come back for more. Look at this cool thing. What the hell's that? Who knows? We may come back. Like, it was just like, it was bullshit.
They mistreated their fans.
I kind of disagree with her, but I think a finale needs to reward you for watching the season. at least a little bit, and this did not. And then the rest of what she said is correct.
Yeah.
I really, this will take a second, and I know you're going to disagree with me. I will, after watching it a couple times, I do justify Monica's actions.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear this.
Well, I think, number one, I don't necessarily care enough about her to care that she turned selfish. I'm not even really upset. I don't think she necessarily even hurt anybody by doing what she did to a degree. I think the cigarette smoking man would have found somebody. I think that the cigarette smoking man kind of wanted Monica because that's someone who had a connection to Mulder and Scully. And so he wanted somebody in his circle that had that connection. I also think Monica, and this is a complete inference. It wasn't said, but I'm led to believe that part of her motivation would be if Monica can keep an eye on the enemy. Because if she doesn't take that job, somebody else is. Now, most of her motivation was based out of fear and to save her own ass, 100%. But part of it was, well, if I ever need to reach out to Mulder and Scully about cigarette smoking man, at least I'm here with him and I know and I'm keeping an eye on him. I think she stayed out of fear 100%. Even if she was able to leave, as he said, he's the most powerful man in the world. She could be killed on a whim if she decided to leave.
You know, it's not that none of that didn't make sense. Like I understand like a character for that purpose being there in the story. I think she was the right choice to be that character. It felt like they just picked her because they wanted her to come back for a cameo. I actually heard or read somewhere that originally that was supposed to be Marita Covarrubias. You guys remember her? The one of Mulder's informants, like season 4, I think, season 5, the blonde lady.
Yeah.
Which to me would have made a lot more sense. If that character had been her, I would have gone with it a lot better. It just didn't make any sense being Monica. It was just so shoehorned in out of nowhere. Like, look, here's Annabeth Gish. She's back in the show, guys, doing something completely random that she would never do. maybe she didn't hurt anyone doing what she did. Because, yeah, Smoky Man would have just found somebody else. But, I mean, that's like sleeping with the enemy. That's pretty awful. I mean, she couldn't possibly expect to work her way back into Mulder and Scully's good graces after that. And then it made no sense later that Scully referred to her as a trusted friend. No, I don't trust you anymore. Like, it was just dumb. None of it lined up. I don't know. It was just dumb.
Did you like Mulder's fight scene?
I
liked it. I liked the way it was shot. It was interesting.
Didn't make any sense. Again, no sense. Nonsense.
It was fun. Whatever. It was fun. I liked it.
Why didn't the guy just knock on the door and say Smoking Man sent me? But okay, then we wouldn't have a fight scene. So go ahead, let's throw in a fight scene and whatever.
Mulder needed
it looked
to be
cool,
beat up,
I guess.
Yeah. Miller and Einstein. I think they were a little bit victim to poor writing and maybe even poor direction. Like I said, it kind of all goes back to. It very much parallels Lucas in the prequels to me. I feel that I don't know how better to describe it. Miller seemed held back. I felt that he should have been given a little bit more to do in this episode.
See, but I disagree. I could have completely taken him out of this episode and Skinner should have gone to save Mulder. I would have been much happier as a fan with that.
That would have been interesting.
Skinner didn't do jack shit. I don't know why he was in the credits. I don't know why they asked him back at all. Completely disappointed with what they did with him.
That was disappointing.
Which was nothing.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
He could have
gone to save Mulder. They chose not to.
Here's another thing. He's in the same position he was in 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Exact same position.
Einstein's biggest. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Did he not move up? Is he not? You know, like he's in the exact same position he was 15 years ago. And that's kind of. Sad.
Government. Einstein's problem is like we didn't need a character like her as a viewer. We're already so into this plot and into this world. We don't need this person that's constantly doubting what's going on. It really didn't work, and she just became way too annoying with just awful dialogue. Like you said, it was way too talky.
It was very talky, but honestly, given her progression throughout the episode and Scully's, I found hers far more believable. Going from kind of incredulity to, whoa, slow down. Wait, you're moving too fast. Okay, wait, let's figure this out. Wait, stop. Let's really figure this out. Okay, I kind of see what you're saying. Her progression made a lot of sense to me, and she didn't bother me as much as Scully's did, which Scully's was just all over the map. Like, she was like a crazy person. Whereas, like, Einstein didn't really bother me. And I actually really, you know, take out, you know, eight of those boring talky scenes, but I did enjoy the fact that these two women were working on this together, figuring it out. I mean, this episode more than passed the Bechdel test, or what was that, what it's called? Bechdel test? Yeah, which I liked. That was great. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, again, we didn't need to see half of those scenes. It was just too much. But yeah, Einstein didn't really bother me in this episode as much as she did in the other one. So.
Wow. She was my biggest problem with this episode.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're like drinking opposite juice.
We are. We certainly are. I give this episode 4 skin grafts.
And Charlie's still sticking with 7?
Oh, I didn't know we were allowed to go below 5.
What?
What?
Well, it's still an episode of the X-Files, right?
He doesn't understand the ratings.
Well, he's just kidding, because he heard me say 1 before he ranked his, so.
That's true. All right, so I'm afraid to ask this question, Annie. What is our shippy moment of episode 6?
All right, well, you're going to have to find a sound effect after the smoochy sound of a horn going, wah, 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 wah. Because the shippy moment in this episode was the fact that I no longer am shipping Mulder and Scully.
What?
As of now, no.
Come on.
No. They ruined it. They ruined it.
But William's going to ascend from the heavens with trumpets blaring.
He's going to ascend from the heavens?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
And descend, whatever. Yeah. Anyway. He's gonna reunite his parents, and season 11 will be actually a sitcom, more like Fuller House than the next files.
Once again, this episode should not be based on what may happen in the future. You know what I mean?
That's like, the best way you ever put it. That's a very good.
You can't, because there's no guarantee we're getting any more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as of right now, no, he does not deserve her in any way, shape, or form. So I don't care that they're not together. If that was what Chris Carter wanted to accomplish, you know, mission accomplished, Chris Carter.
No, I mean, you failed. Like, I don't know if it's a misjudgment or if it was an artistic leap and he just completely missed.
Or he was smoking crack or something.
Well, I mean, look, there is something to be said for leaving the ending of something open a little bit. But I guess in this case, it wasn't
too much.
Right. It was a little too open. Like,
there's a difference between a little bit and leaving 99% of it open.
Right. I mean, I guess one of the more famous examples in TV is Sopranos, the ending, where it's completely left up to you.
Yes, but before that happens, there's still a lot of things that are wrapped up.
Closure. Yeah.
Yeah. The only way this episode works is if it's the first part of a two-parter that happens the next week.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And then it would be fine. But it's not. It's supposed to be the end of a season, and that's what the problem is.
And I have to be surprised. A lot of X-Files out there are cutting this episode a lot of slack. I'm shocked that more people aren't angry about this.
Yeah. See, I guess... In a weird way, I obviously I'm giving this episode a 4. I'm telling you that it had a ton of holes, and I'm not just like optimistically overlooking it. I honestly enjoyed where this took me. Like, I didn't necessarily enjoy how
the end of all humanity.
Yeah, I liked where this story went, and I liked the devices it used. I just don't think it used them in the right way, but it's not up to what I want. And I get you are very emotionally invested in these characters, and maybe for a different show, I don't know one off the top of my head, I would feel just as violated, but like, I don't care enough. I'm okay. The creator, the writer telling me his story. And then that's again why what the way I feel about the prequels. I'm 100% fine with Lucas just telling me his story. And I don't necessarily like everything of it, and I don't like I don't think it's necessarily good writing or direction, but I like the story.
Well, see, and then you keep saying that, but I'm just like, well, if you're not going to entertain me, then what's the point? Why do I want to hear your story?
I was entertained. I was. I thought Ted O'Malley was amazing. I loved it. I really did. I liked. I was entertained, and I'm excited for what's next. So
okay, how about this, Nick? What if a season of Pretty Little Liars ended, and they didn't mention? And they didn't mention who A was at all. Like, ever. They didn't even reference that A in the final episode of a season.
Look, I'm so freaking confused with that show. I wouldn't even notice.
You wouldn't notice.
You understand the example plot? He's trying to put out, though.
I do.
Okay.
The main focus of the show, the thing that they talk about on a regular basis, and then if the finale doesn't even touch upon it, that would be horrible.
Mm-hmm. People would be furious. People would feel betrayed and lied to.
It's like if I never found out who shot Mr. Burns.
Well, is that the main thing?
Even, no. It's not even that bad.
I know.
Because that was a single episode. This would be like if Mr. Burns was killed every episode for 13 episodes in a row by the same person, and then in the finale, you don't even see Burns or his death. You just see something completely different.
Yeah, that's a great example. I get it. You know, that's how it felt. Like, I turn it off and I'm like, what? Like, what? They didn't, like, what did I just watch? They didn't give me anything that I was looking for as a fan. Nothing.
Okay. Nick says that the two work together. Here's some interesting things that I saw on a rewatch. One is when they go previously on X-Files in episode 6, the only thing they talk about is episode 1. They don't even mention 2, 3, 4, or 5.
Which makes, I guess that makes sense.
Right.
A little bit, but something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the fact that those episodes mean absolutely nothing.
That's correct.
Even though they specifically talk about William over and over again, doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. The fact that there is not a single clip even like mentioning
or even talking
William
about them
or anything.
Rejoining the X-Files or reopening the X-Files, anything like that.
I feel nothing. Like anything I say is going to be passed off as me just trying to justify things. But honestly, it makes sense to me in the fact that I think, again, we'll get into this more. I think you could take 1 and 6, put them together. That's a show. Listen to me. I need to make this point. You said they mentioned William a lot in it throughout episodes 2 through 5.
And one.
No, I get it. But I'm taking 2 through 5 because those were the standalones that had nothing to do with 1 and 6, except that they mentioned William a bunch of times. But that is part of the fabric of those characters. It has nothing necessarily to do with anything in 1 and 6. William has nothing to do there. But William is still part of the fabric of those characters. So, of course, he's going to be mentioned in those episodes. So, as standalone episodes, he's still going to be mentioned because he's part of them.
Yes, but what I'm saying is the fact that they don't need to ever talk about the other four episodes at all proves that something was wrong with the writing at some point.
Right.
Okay. The fact that those episodes matter absolutely zero is problematic for the whole season.
I don't think
so. Especially with the number of emotional moments with them and their relationship in those four episodes.
But and the fact that in a couple of those episodes, they did talk about mythology related stuff. Like, I thought like the angle they were going with Founder's mutation, like I thought that they were going to bring something like that back in the finale, which would have been really interesting. And that had a lot to do with William. It just seemed like it was just a missed opportunity, I thought. And it doesn't, and I don't look at them as having nothing to do with these two episodes. I look at it exactly the way I would look at any other season of The X-Files, in which the mythology episodes are mythology episodes and the standalones are standalones, but they still have a thoroughfare. They still have a storyline, and that storyline is Mulder and Scully and what's going on with them. And that you can't just ignore that and say it's okay. You can't. I don't care what kind of writing class or think TV lecture you went to. It doesn't matter. They can't do that.
All I'm saying is the fact that there's no references to those episodes belays the problematic issue with the season as a whole. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Right. Nick, so you can't really argue it. All I'm saying is the fact that they're not even touched on means that you've done something wrong in the season. If you don't have to go back to at least a moment in at least two of those episodes.
Yeah.
Okay. Rewatching episode one, the only thing that changed when I watched it after knowing the actual ending of the season was the fact that at the beginning, I kept seeing Scully as that alien that she turns into, because she has her hair up and it very much looks like she could kind of be an alien, but that's it. Nothing yeah. else in that episode belays the fact that there's not going to be an ending at the end of this next thing at all. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's no foreshadowing of that cliffhanger at all.
Right. Like, they just don't seem to go together in any way. You know, we could talk, you know, forever about what they could have, should have done. But I think if they wanted to go this route with the sickness and the illness or everything, it would have been far more interesting if they had started it in episode one and it could have been like a slow burn, like over the entire season. There could have been a thing here and a thing there.
Yeah.
They're kind of noticing like, what's going on? There's something weird going on. Or, you know, it could have just even been like little moments here and there. It just felt too fast. It felt like an entire season's worth of story jam packed into one shitty episode and kind of tailor made to be like, here you go. This is what we're doing. When I feel like it could have been treated better in actually to a point where I could have cared about it, but it just all happened too quick to care.
In fact, the last conspiracy type thing that they thought was happening in the first episode was Mulder talks about global warming to the degree of like, he called it like the Venus Protocol or something.
Yeah.
That's what they say at the end of that first episode. Not mm-hmm. anything about this flu or anything like that. I have another thing. I think that if they wanted to end this on this cliffhanger, then the way they did and leave it open-ended like Sopranos, what they could have done was gotten Scully and Mulder back together, have them kiss, maybe even have them have sex, but you don't mm-hmm. see it. Okay. And then when they wake up in the morning, there's a bright light outside, you see a UFO, and then it ends. Okay. So you get some resolution of the characters, but you know that their future is to continue down this path of wacky X-Files.
Right. And you could still, if you want to do, hell, you could still break them up if you wanted to, because yeah. they hasn't stopped them before.
Well, but
that's even if, a good example of some sort of fan service that they didn't do.
And that would be a great ending, even if they weren't trying to do an episode 11, just a little bit of closure with the relationship and then go, oh, but you've got this, but they're going to continue on with their path of
X-Files.
Which
is kind of like what they did.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's kind of what they did at the end of season 9. It was one of the few things I liked about season 9, because they kind of gave a closure to the relationship and the way they had that great conversation. God, looking back on the season 9 finale, it looks like fucking Citizen Kane now that I'm talking about it. It was so much better crafted as a finale, but you still had that impending doom you knew was around the corner. And you were still hungry for more when that ended. Like, it gave you that sense of closure. It wrapped up storylines, you know, a few storylines, not all of them. And the main one, which is the number one most important thing to everybody watching this show, which was Mulder and Scully, we didn't even get, we barely got one scene with them. And the scene we did get with them, Mulder was practically comatose. So if you're not going to give us Mulder and Scully together in an episode, what's the point? Like, I didn't sign up for this show to watch Scully and Einstein hang out or Mulder go off on his own and be an asshole. Like, that's not what I want to watch, especially in the finale, especially in what could very possibly be the last episode of this show ever. It was just fundamentally flawed from the jump. Like, you know, and that's my biggest problem with it. Where'd Nick go? Did he disappear?
No, I mean, I said my piece. I mean, I said everything I was going to say. I don't really.
I'm not trying to get you to agree. I know you're not trying to get me to agree.
Exactly.
We're not going to agree, but I just, you know, it would be interesting to revisit this conversation in a year when we don't get more X-Files and then see how pissed you are.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Like I said, look, I'm such a geek. I have this whole, it's not really a Venn diagram, but it's this flow chart of variables that I wrote out here because, like, you know, all right. So they knew they wanted to end it before they started the season. They knew there would be more episodes when they started. They knew there might be more episodes when they started. I got all kinds of lines and flows off of that. And so you have the idea that this was the ambiguous ending they were going for, and they were okay ending it like this. And is that okay to us? And I wrote, no, this is not okay. If this is the way, if they were okay ending it like this forever, no, that's not okay. But right. If they did a little tweak to it, showed us William coming down or just a little bit more, then I'd be okay with it. But I mean, then there's the whole idea. Okay. So they knew there would be more, they might be more. And so this ending is a setup for another season. But if that's the case, they messed up the entire marketing of what this was. I think I just feel that I don't know what they were thinking or what they did, but they messed it up thoroughly along the way. And I think that is a bigger crime than the execution of this episode, than the content of this episode or anything like that. I think it's the way they presented this six episode season to us.
See, but I don't agree with you at all. Yeah.
I know you don't. We've been through that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I think that I highly enjoyed this season as a whole.
So did I. Yeah.
I thought that if they had, you know,
we had so much fun. We had so much fun for like four straight episodes. We really, I mean, you a little bit less in the last one in episode five, but still.
But I still, like, God, even looking back on that one, I like that one way better than this. Like, if they had only just stuck the landing, I think this would have been a great six-episode thing, and we never would have had to see it again. Like, and that's how I entered this thinking. Like, I kind of entered this thinking, because that's what everybody was saying, was this is it. We're getting this six-episode thing. Everyone's right. Too busy. No one's going to do anymore. This is going to be it. And that's kind of how I went into this. And so I was expecting this to feel cohesive. And it did up until this episode. This was the problem.
And I know. And I'm over, I guess I'm overlooking. And what Charlie is saying is 100% valid. It was fundamentally flawed as a season finale. And I get that from all technical aspects. I guess
and emotional aspects.
Yeah, I know. But I'm willing. I like where it got us. And I'm excited for what's next. And I guess that's maybe my fault. I'm naive.
I guess it's really, really hard. I mean, I can see that point of view completely if I knew there was going to be more. But not knowing that there's going to be more, it just seems like a big fuck you.
That's a huge problem. Like Charlie said last week, and they still haven't announced it. Like, they needed to be like the end needed to be like, see it in season 11.
Or it could have said to be continued or something.
Right. Okay. Anything else about the comparison between one and like looking back?
I think the telling part of the comparison is the fact that episode one, after being rewatched, did not enlighten us anymore. Mm-hmm. We did not get anything more out of episode one after watching episode six.
There's nothing like hidden in there that we like foreshadowing.
Exactly. There's nothing in there that feels like, oh, I didn't know that was going to be important, but now I do, or something
except
like that.
Except a bunch of missed opportunities and broken dreams.
I seriously,
watching that again, like, I know, Charlie, I told you, I'm like, I don't want to watch it. I'm too hurt and pain. I don't want to watch it again. But when I was watching it again, I was liking it so much more than I did the first time I watched it. And I was just thinking, man, think of all the cool things they could have done, like, and that they were practically setting it up to do and then just didn't. And it was it was so disappointing watching it, going, what the hell is this? Like,
I really want somebody to come out with what happened between episode one and episode six, and why episode six, the writers did not make it seemingly match with one. It almost feels like they rewrote it, or halfway through the filming of, you know, episode three, they were like, ooh, let's do this for some strange reason. And I don't know what could possibly have precipitated that.
Can I ask you a question? I'm sorry if I'm beating a dead horse here, but like, okay.
That's what
you're
we do
saying
here.
One in six don't match, but in this totally may be my perception of the way I'm hearing you. You're also then saying that the middle episodes didn't affect one or six, and then nothing in one contradicted what happened in six. So how doesn't one in six fit just fine together?
Well, it's a storytelling thing. They should mirror each other as a two-parter, and they don't.
Okay.
One should have something to do with the other for them to be considered a two-parter.
But didn't the events they talked about in one set up the scenario for?
Not enough. We already covered this, though.
Yeah. But that's where I'm not understanding. I guess
the only thing that was the same was the fact that there was the slight change of the aliens turning out to just be the conspiracy of man for man, and it only being taken from the aliens, that the aliens were no longer the actual threat.
But wasn't that the whole point of episode one, to get us to that realization?
But there are so many other parts of the story that need to be talked about that didn't follow through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, I mean, if they aren't going to come up with something cool, like I thought turning the whole mythology on its head was ballsy and admirable, but they didn't do anything worthwhile with it.
Do you guys agree that it seems like one in six were almost shot differently, almost more cinematic, than the rest of the episodes? It was weird. They had a different feel to them. Like,
I would agree with that, but I think that like the pacing and the tone of the first one was far superior to the second one, which was just a mess.
Do you have, because everybody looks forward to your fashion sense here. Do you have Wig Watch 2016 for episode six?
Well, I don't have too much for this section because I was too busy crying into my, my wig.
Nope.
No.
Oh.
But I did have to give this episode one thumbs up, which was they put Mulder back in his gray t-shirt. I love Mulder in the gray t-shirt. It was his one saving grace in this entire episode. Even though it was covered in blood, it was still very sexy.
I would think even more sexy.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys have any fashion notices? Notices? There wasn't too much fashion in this episode, except people getting sick and people getting gross and scabs and lesions. And
just Cigarette Man's face mask. His body wrap was pretty cool.
Ooh, and his like Voldemort nose.
Yeah, right? That was pretty good. That was good CGI there.
Well, I mean, they've literally like turned him into the devil at this point, which.
Yeah. The one thing that I did notice rewatching episode one is Scully comes out of surgery and she's got blood on her neck. Like,
we didn't talk about that already.
I don't know. We might have, but I don't remember. Because like she comes out of surgery and there's still blood like spots on her neck. And you're like, what is she doing? That's spraying.
Well, you know, sometimes capillaries burst and ventricles and shit. I don't know. I'm not
in
a surgeon.
The ear?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
A lot of people were talking about that, though.
Oh, okay.
So I remember people talking about the blood on her neck. Like, what was up with that?
Right.
It was an odd choice.
So even after all this. Even after all this, we are gluttons for punishment, right? We are going to continue the podcast.
Wait a minute. We have to talk about my theory.
Yeah. Oh.
We do need to do our musings.
Oh, yeah. Do we all need them? Oh, I don't have them.
We don't all have the theory. No, I just want to update based on what I was talking about.
Right.
Last week, I talked about the concept that at the beginning of the episode, Scully turns on the computer and there's that weird time jump where she's sort of woken up.
Mm-hmm.
And it focuses in on her eye for a second, and then it jumps. And it feels so much like one of those moments in another TV show or another movie where
Fringe.
At the end of the episode, you jump back to that time and you realize that the whole thing has been in her head. Okay.
Right.
And I think that the episode itself kind of agrees with that, in the sense that as soon as that happens, shit goes down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything goes crazy.
Real fast. Like things that feel like they should have taken a week or two happen in basically 48 hours, maybe.
Okay. And can the music too, yeah, at that point changes, yeah, yeah, and that tempo continues.
There's the episode starts to take on a very medical sense. Like they start using those really big words.
That Scully was
Yeah. And Scully is the focus of the episode, which is fine, but it might point towards it.
To your point, even like the Mulder Smoking Man interactions are very like literary and almost biblical feeling. Like,
yeah.
And that would also explain the weird filming of the fight. Like that's the way she's picturing it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dialogue gets weird. You know what I mean? People's attitudes and personalities seem very different than we expect them to be. Characters that we've never seen before in this season pop up for no apparent reason, even to the point where, even though we saw Cigarette Smoking Man at the very end of the first season, I mean, the very end of the first episode, he's in this episode, and it almost feels like she's imagining him surviving that, even though it seems like the most impossible thing in the world.
Right.
So it almost justifies that. Okay.
Yeah, like, and I seriously doubt that that's true, but I like the episode way better with that lens, Charlie. Yeah.
And to me, it's almost more a question. It's not a question of, was that something they did? It's a question of, did they film the ending with her waking back up and then decide that they didn't actually want that ending because, for whatever reason it is. I mean, the fact, to me, them ending on her eyeball would have been a perfect exact time to then cut back to the beginning again.
Right. I think they realize that whenever anyone does that, that it pisses people off.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that might have happened. I think they did that and then said, oh, that's going to piss people off. So they didn't go back in time. And that completely changes what happens in the episode.
You know, if it does, like, it still doesn't explain, like, let's like be real. Okay, that's probably not what they were intending here. But then why did they do that little moment at the beginning with Scully in the eye? Like, why did they leave it in?
That,
like,
was
why
so
is
weird.
That there? It's very weird. Yeah, it's very weird. Like, I don't understand any artistic reason for it, any storytelling reason for it. I don't get it. Like, Nick, do you have any thoughts on that?
No, but I mean, I'm kind of going through the episode, and I mean, it kind of makes sense as well, because remember how I said it's told from a certain point of view, and so we're not getting that cabal meeting or something like that,
right?
And she wouldn't know about that, like, she wouldn't be in on that, like,
but she wouldn't be in on Mulder's thing, and she wouldn't be in on, you know.
Yeah, I could see her making that up easily.
But you're right. And again, Nick, to go back to what you said, like, you know, a long time ago, the idea of them rolling it out in the way they did and kind of making it like you're only seeing it from one perspective, that it was clever and it was kind of cool, because that's kind of how you and I would witness this all happening.
Right.
So I liked the idea of that. It's just, in a better episode, or if I cared, it would have been more effective.
The only thing I'm wondering is, and this is a crazy question, what would be the point of her thinking up all this?
Right. There is no point. I mean, and I think that's if this were like part one of a two-parter, like Charlie said, then that would be cool, because then that could be her like figuring it out. And then the next episode could be like her saying, you guys, I think I know what's happening. Like, we need to stop it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Sort of like,
which would be cool if there was like another episode happening.
Almost like Motor on the Mushrooms.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And it would play the same way. I mean, I watched this episode and almost swore that the episode was suddenly going to be 2 hours and nobody knew it, or they were going to announce some kind of like special second half of the episode for the next week, and they had just been keeping it hidden the whole time.
If they did that, I would forgive it. I would forgive all this shit.
Yeah.
But they aren't. I
mean, and then there was that whole thing that we didn't really talk about last week, I don't think, which was when they had the like weird, like when they tweeted about the episode, the picture said season finale, not series finale.
Right.
And that was really weird.
People started to go crazy over that.
Yeah, no, I definitely was one of the people who was like, wait, that didn't say series.
Right. Well, I mean, they have to say that regardless of whether they're going to get more. I mean, I think it's clear they want more.
Yeah.
See, I never even thought, again, I didn't see all these interviews that you did and stuff like that. I just never thought they even wanted more.
Right. That's kind of how I thought. That's kind of how I felt too, from all the interviews I did read.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, again, it just further.
Honestly,
I'm going to have to go back and re-listen to our first episode, because I swear that's what I was saying. And you two both said, no, it might be more than that.
No. I was always on the side of never thinking there were more.
No, and I agree with you, Charlie. I said that I thought there might be more because of the comment cliffhanger comment that Chris Carter made.
Right.
Okay.
But again, that was just kind of an offhanded comment. You know, that wasn't him saying, hey, we're talking about more. We all want to do more. Because everything I had heard was Jillian was like, no. You know, Duchovny was like, I don't have time. You know, so I kind of went into it being kind of cautiously optimistic. Like, oh, cool. If this does really well, maybe they will want to do more. Maybe they'll just do another movie or another small event. It was more hopeful than anything else. Like, I was never sold on the fact that we were going to be getting more. You know?
Okay. Well, speaking of more, Nick?
Yeah. We're going to give you more episodes of X-Files Diaries, whether you want it or not. We're going to come back a month from now, which will be, I think we agreed on April the 6th.
So was it March 30th?
March 30th.
Oh, we agreed on March 30th. Okay, I will change my calendar around for you guys.
That's 4 weeks from now.
Mm-hmm.
Makes
five
sense.
5 weeks seem like too much.
Damn leap year. So we will be back with another episode of March 30th, and we're not 100% sure exactly what we're going to do, but it's going to be fun content. We're going to come back monthly from there and until we get to season 11, or until all three of us perish from this earth.
Mm-hmm. And, or a movie or whatever.
Wow.
Oh,
I have to say though, if between now and the month, if they make some sort of announcement that they're bringing it back, we should get together and do like a special episode.
Agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a pack. All right. So it'll be fun. And so of course you could follow us over there on the X-Files Diaries on Facebook, the X-Files Diaries on Twitter as well. And of course, go check out our episodes on iTunes. So maybe, you know, if you're just finding, I don't know why you would be listening to this one and just finding the X-Files, but you go back and listen to past episodes and see how we contradict ourselves. We had a lot of fun for five episodes. Then this one, it all went to hell, and we started to argue with each other. Nick yelled. But hopefully Annie and I are still friends. We can get past this. We've been through rougher times than this.
It's just a TV show, Nick. I'm sure we'll survive.
Exactly. So
if you can survive the prequel thing,
right?
Oh, Jesus.
We can survive our political discussions.
Oh, wow. We can get them. But definitely let us know what you think. Let us know what you'd be interested in hearing us talk about more, because we're trying to come up with ideas for content for the next year or so.
Yeah,
I mean, it will involve going back and watching some past episodes, but not kind of, you know, kind of like picking out themes or ideas to talk about. And
that's what we do. We spend the next year trying to find out if there's a worse episode than this season finale.
Yeah, that's a good goal. Very lofty.
All right. Well, we'll try that goal. Anything else, guys?
Nope. See you guys
not
soon.
Today.
All right. Well, believe in each other, because that may be all we have to believe in. My favorite part of the podcast was when Andy was like, I really don't think you understand how the rating system works.
Seriously. A 7?
I hated this episode. It was awful. Give it a 7.
Oh my god. You gave Weremonster like an 8. Like just for comparison's sake. Jeez.